What about, have you ever heard of the type of bush that usually grows alongside the road or by fences, and the leaves turn bright red pretty early, and it has small clusters of berries that were supposedly used by old people in tanning leather? Heard anything like that?
Mm-hmm. I think I just learned what that was about. Have a cluster of red berries on it. Mm-hmm. The stain is deep red. Yeah, I found that out this summer. That's what they call pork salad, I do believe.
Is that right?
Is that right?
I haven't run across that term. The only thing I know is shoemake. It's spelled S-U-M-A-C-H.
I don't know about that. I heard this summer, matter of fact, somebody was talking on the radio. That's where I learned from that. Yeah. Somebody was talking about they were going to have pork salad for dinner. Mm-hmm. So I knew what pork salad was, but...
Now, I've heard salad referred to as greens. Have a mess of salad instead of a mess of greens. I wonder if that's what he meant.
No, that same bush I think you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't know what. I don't know what, but they use that to put in. I tell you what. The reason I got interested in it is because of the fact a lot of people don't want to talk about it, because people. Long time ago, we used to use that for green.
Yeah.
Instead of having turnips and collards and so on.
I didn't know that.
So people get embarrassed when they talk about that.
Yeah.
And this is how I got into it and found out what it was.
Oh.
And I've been running around trying to find out what it was, and I had some growing right over here on the side of my fence.
Huh.
So,
that's pork salad. What about this type of type of bush that if you get into it, it'll make your skin break out and itch?
Poison ivy, or either poison oak, poison ivy.
Mm. What about some of the berries that grow around here?
Blackberry. What are the kind of berries do we have?
What about the type of berry that a lot of people like to
blueberry.
Eat?
Blueberry.
Yeah, with shortcake. And it's a red berry, you know, sweet.
Mm-hmm. Huckleberry? Huckleberry is purple in color, though.
Strawberry.
Okay.
You have any raspberries around here?
Raspberries, right. I think the same thing that we call blackberries or raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
We call them, I think a lot of people call them blackberries, but I think the real name for those are raspberries.
Okay.
But raspberries are red in color, aren't they? Sort of reddish.
Yeah.
Well, we do have blackberries. Okay.
Well, I think some varieties are red, some are black.
Okay, then. Yeah, I thought they were red.
What about, you might say, well, if somebody's thinking about picking and eating some berries, well, you better be careful, they might be.
Might be a snake in the bushes.
Or talking about the berry.
Oh, they might be poisonous.
Yeah. What about another type of bush? It's rather tall and it has clusters of very pretty pink and white flowers on it. Blooms in the late spring.
A bush?
Yeah.
Has pink and white flowers on it.
Yeah. Any type of laurel around here? Maybe mountain laurel or something like that?
Not to my knowledge.
What about rhododendron? Have that around here?
Wait, we have rhododendron around.
Okay. All right. Talking about the person that you were married to, if somebody saw her and asked who that was, you would say,
she's my wife.
Yeah. And if someone asked her about you, she would say, he's my
husband.
Okay. Any other names other than wife or husband that might be used by older people? He's my, or she's my.
Only thing I've heard old people say, my better half, or something of this nature. I know the other word, well, a lot of times we use the word spouse interchangeably, you know. But that's about all I can think of.
How about old man?